This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
You may be wondering why Jeremy is not with us.
I certainly am.
I'll tell you why. In fact, he's on the phone line to explain to us why he is not in the studio. He is at work, but he's not in the studio. Why are you not in the studio today?
Well, Adrian, after, as you know, and as some of the listeners will know, after a long procrastination, in fact, years of procrastination and putting things off, today is finally D-Day. It is the day that I am going for my first ever, well, long overdue prostate exam. It was supposed to happen last week, but of course the whole snow threw that into disarray. So this morning is the morning that I'm going for my first prostate exam.
Now, I just want to explain this to our listeners. A couple of years ago, if you were listening to the show, you will have heard this. But if you didn't, a couple of years ago, Jeremy and I got offered a free MOT, which, you know, a health check from Rock Doc doctors up in Ashburn in County Meath. We went along, did the full thing, blood pressure, cholesterol, and a prostate exam. But at that point, because the prostate exam is a physical internal exam, now they can also do it with your bloods, but this was a physical internal exam, Jeremy, the blood drained out of his face and he literally ran. He said, no, I'm not having that done, no way. And a lot of men are like that. I had it done, not a bother, got the all clear, happy as. Jeremy ran out of the doctors and refused to have it done. So, today is the day where you've basically been persuaded to have it done.
And that story you've told is completely 100% true, and much to my shame, I have to say. And, you know, it's one of those things, men, and this is why I'm doing it as well. I'm obviously doing it for myself and my own health, but I'm doing it as well for you, the men listening, who haven't done it yourselves, because men are very different to women when it comes to looking after their bodies. Women are well aware of what they need to do, and they're well aware of the checks they need to get done, but men aren't. Men, you know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, if a man hears a rattle in his car engine, what's the first thing he does? He goes to the garage to get a check. But men will not go to the doctor. And in fact, when I admitted that I was getting this done, the amount of men that we both work with, Adrian, had said, oh God, that wouldn't be for me. That wouldn't be for me. Mm. So that's why I'm doing it, to try and raise awareness for it.
Okay, now, as I said, there are two different types of prostate exam you can have done. One is is based on your blood, and the other is a physical exam where the doctor can physically feel your prostate to see if there's any lumps on it, to see if it's enlarged in any way, and he can theoretically give you the all clear there and then. This is the bit that you had the hang up about.
Yeah, I think this is the bit. By the way, I'm getting both done today. Obviously, one check is good, but to get both of them done, it's sort of crossing all the boxes, so to speak. So I'm getting both the physical check done and getting the blood check done, which obviously you don't get the results of straight away. But the physical test, from what I know, I mean, Adrian, you know more than I do. You've had it done. From what I know, they can pretty much determine there and then whether or not there is an issue.
Yes, they can. And I have to say, having had it done myself, it does give you a sense of relief that, yeah, everything's grand. And I also had the blood test done, and that is checking your PSA levels, which are levels associated with your prostate. If they're raised, then you might have an issue as well. But you're having both done today.
Yeah, absolutely, both done. And even you talking about that, of course, it reminds me of the interview that Stephen Fry did.
And in fact, that's how this conversation came up a couple of weeks ago. And because of the snow and everything else, we never got around to it. But now we are today.
So, you know, I'm obviously doing this for myself, for selfish reasons. I'm doing it because obviously I want to. And I guarantee after getting done today, it's something I'm going to get done every year, like you do yourself. But I really want to raise awareness of even 10 men listening to the show today. If even 10 men decide after me getting it done, hey, I'm going to get it done myself, well, that's a step in the right direction, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. All right, well, we're going to be talking to you a little bit later on. You're on your way to the doctor's surgery now. You're going out to where?
To Portmarnock. I'll give you more details in the next 50 minutes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go on our Facebook Live now, and I'm going to talk people through it. And, you know, trying to, obviously, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, I feel anxious about it. And I know there's people listening going, would you ever man up and cop on? But if someone feels anxious about something, you know, you feel anxious before you go to the dentist station.
Yes, I know, of course, I do, yes.
And this is no different for me. And I know you've been saying to me all morning in the office, it's a walk in the park, it'll be all over in a couple of minutes. There's no discomfort, blah, 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 blah. All that is great and very reassuring and all that, but it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop you being anxious about something like this. So that's how I'm feeling at the moment. But I am going to go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianKayandJeremyD, for the next few minutes if you want to flick over onto that. And I'm just going to talk through what is going to happen. But I'm heading out to Portmarnock anyway, and I will have updates throughout the morning on the show.
All right, fair play. That's our Jeremy, who is on his way to have his very first prostate exam. And like I said, we are doing this just to highlight that men need to have this done, that men brush this under the carpet, that we don't talk about it. And when it comes to the digital rectal exam, men, the blood drains out of their face and they go, no, I'm not having that done. Women go through an awful lot worse than us men. Anyway, we'll come back to Jeremy a little bit later on. A video posted by actor Stephen Fry went viral when he talked in great detail about being diagnosed with prostate cancer. And it raised the whole debate about men and our failure to get tested for prostate cancer. A lot of men are afraid to do it, especially when they hear that one part of the test that's not always done, by the way, but is done sometimes, is a digital rectal exam, where a doctor will examine your prostate with his finger, and his finger being placed into your back passage so that he can feel around and see if your prostate feels normal. A lot of men run from that, including our Jeremy. After the Stephen Fry interview, Jeremy agreed to have a full prostate exam done. And that's what he has done today. He headed out earlier this morning to Portmarnock, where he joins me right now. Jeremy, over to you.
Okay, well, Adrian, I'm sitting here in the doctor's surgery with Dr. Niall. Literally in the last 2 minutes, I've had the prostate exam done. I went for both exams. I went for the blood test, first of all, where they just put a needle into your arm, completely pain-free. It was literally just a pinch. And that's a check for... Sorry, Dr. Niall, what's that a check for again, the blood test?
The PSA.
The PSA, but that's which is the levels at which would be abnormal if you have...
potentially abnormal. They aren't abnormal in everybody, so some people will have a normal PSA, but we like to do that as well as the physical exam and put both results together.
Okay, so straight after the blood test, Adrian, I lay on the doctor's bed then and went through with the physical exam, which was very important for me to get. I didn't want to just get one exam, I wanted to get the two done. And it's exactly the way you said, Adrian, last week. It's a I wouldn't say a walk in the park. It's obviously slightly uncomfortable, but it's not as horrific as people make out to be. It's not as horrific as people think it's going to be, which is why men are probably put off by doing it. You lie on the bed on your side, and a well-lubricated glove with one finger is inserted in. And what the doctor is feeling for is, sorry, you said it's an abnormality or a strange feeling, is it, with the prostate?
Yeah, so generally speaking, prostate, we have a good idea what size it's going to be depending on your age. So when we do the digital rectal exam, which is just what you've described there, sometimes we'll feel like little cragginess or lumps and bumps on the prostate that perhaps shouldn't be there, and that sometimes, but not always, are abnormal. So that would form part of our examination.
Now, I have to say, the way you did it with me was very, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here, but very, very comforting, because what you did was, and I didn't even realize, you were talking to me through the whole procedure. I'm still slightly unnerved about getting it done, as you are talking on the radio. It's what you're not used to. But because you were talking to me through it, and you told me exactly what was happening, I think it made it a lot better, because a lot of times when people go to the doctor, if the doctors don't explain exactly what they're doing, but you explained it, you know, exactly what you were doing. Did I come across as nervous when I was getting the physical exam?
I think you were more nervous when you walked into the room, but I think as we spent a bit of time. I think you clearly relaxed a little bit. And as you say, I have a way I like to do the exam so that it's kind of done before people even realize, but they know what's happening.
Well, that's what happened. Sorry, Adrian, before we came on, obviously we went through a 15 minute, which I didn't want to do on the radio because there's a lot of personal issues with it. You know, they go through your medical history and your family's medical history. And Dr. Niall showed me diagrams of what we should be looking for and what we shouldn't be looking for. So that all happened before the actual test took place. But I know I was nervous coming into you. But it was all over. I think the actual physical exam was less than 10 seconds, wasn't it?
About that, for somebody like you who had a fairly straightforward one and who I wasn't too worried about after I did the initial kind of examination that everything felt okay. If I had felt something a bit abnormal, I probably would have gone a little bit slower and gone back and rechecked, all in one go, of course. But
I mean, I think while you were doing the physical exam, I was counting in my head myself, and I think it was literally seven or 8 seconds.
Right.
So what would your advice to be? Because you come across this all the time. What's your advice to men listening to this? And that's the reason I did it. I obviously did it for my own health. My wife has been pestering me for years to get it done. So I wanted to do that to get it out of the way and make sure that I get the all clear. But what would you say to men who are constantly putting it off? Because if I want one thing to come out of this today, it's that if even 10 men went after hearing this and got it done, that would be great. What would you say to men who are afraid to or apprehensive about getting it done?
Well, number one, listen to your wife and partner always. Okay?
Always.
Number two, joking aside, look, you've kind of demystified it there very well. Just come in and chat to us and we go through everything. Nothing is done without your consent. Everything is explained to you or should be explained to you. It's pretty straightforward. It takes about 15 minutes. You can do it in your own local GP surgery. It doesn't take up too much time. And it's a relatively painless process. It gives us a lot of information and it could potentially be kind of life-saving for somebody.
Absolutely. And when you say about painless, I am, as Adrian, you know, I'm a complete wimp. The strange thing is I'm not afraid to go to the dentist, but when it comes to stuff like that, like most men, I'm a complete wimp. But I can safely say, hand on my heart, it wasn't painful in any way. It was, for want of a better word, slightly discomforting maybe, which you're to expect, but it's literally 8 seconds and it's so vitally important. So I will get the blood results back then probably in 5 days or whatever.
Yeah, usually what we do is we give somebody a phone call with their blood results and we'll do that for you too and we'll go through the results then. We'll put everything together, including your history and the examination, and decide, do we need to go further? Would it be worth repeating this in a year's time? You know, could we leave it a couple of years? Depending, everyone is different, so every treatment and follow-up is tailored to the individual person.
Well, I think I've jumped over the first hurdle. Obviously, coming the first time is it's been, I know to you probably and to a lot of people, it's no big deal. You know, women get a lot worse done. This was a huge big hurdle for me. I've managed to jump the hurdle. I'm kind of delighted with myself. And I just want to say thanks for making it such a comforting experience, you know, because you have all these things going on in your head. I was lying in bed last night, nervous about coming. It's all over now. And thanks very much, Dr. Knott.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for coming. Much appreciated.
All right, well, there you go. That's our Jeremy. And it's done. It's over. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.